Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Today is January 17th. Frankie Montas is out with an injury. The Yankees are down a starter. Let's talk about it. Let's talk Yanks.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy, John Boy Jake.
Recaps galore, weekly awards, stat lines, steaming hot takes. Get your Yankees news from these two fine dudes. It's time for Talking Yanks.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy, John Boy Jake. Talking Yanks with old John Boy, John Boy Jake.
Hello and welcome to Talking Yanks. My name's Jimmy. His name is Jake. Producer BBD also here, and we're going to talk about the Yankees. It's episode 838 of Talking Yanks, and we thank you for joining us. If you watch on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel, hit like, and leave a comment below. Jake.
Jimmy.
Yep.
Davis. Frankie the Yankee. Hope everyone is doing well. Middle of January. Some bad news came across the wire. A lot of people were talking themselves into this guy, especially as the fifth starter. I got some news of that. I'm all right. A little worn out. Bachelor party weekend. Drinks flowing. Talks. Sports. Love.
You spill any drinks?
Definitely.
Probably.
Definitely.
When did this news come about? I think it was over the weekend. And then, was it Friday night? Was it a Friday night news dump?
Something like that. Maybe.
Or maybe it was Saturday. No, I think it was Thursday. I think we were at the warehouse because I think I told Jake in person when you walked in. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was at the warehouse. Okay, it's Thursday this news came out. So it's been a little bit, and we haven't heard any secondary updates, like what's next from anyone, or any rumblings or anything, and there's an easy internal path that we'll talk about, but since Thursday and then nothing else. This is the latest news. Frankie Montas is going to miss the first month of the season, at least, with shoulder inflammation, which is the same thing he had when they traded for him. So how do you know that it's going to end in a month when you didn't know that it wasn't ever going to end already? So that seems like just a placeholder of a timeline that is very loose to me already. And then also, he's 8 to 10 weeks behind. Why are we just finding out why? And I get it's injuries, and we can't speculate, but like, it seems like so many guys are doing this too late.
And while we're talking about when they acquired him, he had this going on. Max Goodman reposted the article he put out there when they got him because he asked Boone about the shoulder injury that had him on the IL before he got there. And he said, Boone had said, I think we're comfortable with where he's at shoulder-wise, and we know he's going to be a big addition. And then he called it a hiccup and not like a big deal. So that sounds like the Yankees just had no idea.
Just another little hiccup. But the same hiccup that you thought might happen coming in. The same hiccup that happened coming in. And the same hiccup that's now happened again before it started. And like you're saying, putting a timeline on it feels hilarious because
it's been had inflammation.
Technically, this same injury goes back months.
Yes. And maybe they just thought rest and recovery was going to work out. And then they check in, a month before spring training. And he says, actually, no, I still feel bad. I have no idea what goes on behind the scenes. It just seems really odd timing. And you know what? You have to move forward as if he's not pitching next year. You have to. It's been a year of an injury. And when he did pitch, he wasn't great, a lot because of that injury. And the Yankees have to publicly say, like, well, he's going to be a big addition when he gets back. But internally, and even publicly if they want, because you've heard other teams say this, they have to plan like he's not part of the team. Like, that's what the Red Sox said about Trevor Story, who is slated to come back after the All-Star break, but the Red Sox said, we have to plan as if he's not available next year. That's how the Yankees have to act.
Right. I think they had 4 to 6 months on Story, which, again, we'll get away from Montas's timeline for a second. 4 to 6 months, if you're doing 6 months, no spring training, you know, that almost gets you through it.
Yeah, but if you're doing 4 months, that gets you to, you know, June.
Right, but whenever we do that, you normally lean towards the latter anyways. And no spring training, et cetera. Which,
if the Yankees had Trevor Story out, they would not say, we have to act as if he's out for the year. They would say he's going to be a big addition when he gets back.
Correct. I think Red Sox were doing shots fired a little bit, where the Yankees are in fear of what they've done by trading for Frankie Montas.
When they traded for Frankie Montas, they got him from the Athletics, who wear green.
And Frankie Montas, I don't think he's had his athletic greens. You know?
Yes.
You know? Because you know what AG1 athletic greens is supposed to do?
What's it supposed to do? AG Mahmood, my old boss at Domino's.
With one scoop of AG1, you're getting 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, and probiotics to help start your day right. The special blend of ingredients support your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging, all the things. Maybe a shoulder?
All the things.
Maybe a shoulder? Contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or anything, or artificial anything, while still tasting good, and less than $3 a day. It's cheaper than going out and buying yourself a coffee. And right now, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/yanks. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/yanks to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. For Frankie, out, kind of a fake timeline. It is a contract year for him and a final year for him and probably a final year with the Yankees. So I guess when we've talked about some of the other guys in the past, whether it's a Severino or other pitchers who've gotten hurt, you do think about the future a little bit. I guess the Yankees don't have to do that. So I don't know what that'll look like in this equation at all. But say in those 8 to 10 weeks he was somehow healthy, they won't have any restrictor on him because this will be his last year as a Yankee. But I don't know. I mean, most importantly, I think Frankie Montas will be around, and if he gets healthy and pitches, they'll do it. If not, I mean, Domingo Germán survives and flourishes again and maybe our fifth starter.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. You need 7 starters to start a season. That is what the Yankees say. It's what Cashman and Co. and everyone always says. Well, you have 4.5 right now. So you need more starters.
I think they would say they have 6 between Domingo, we know they like him, and Clark Schmidt.
They would say that. I disagree. Both guys you took out of this rotation, you constantly take out of the rotation. One of them is going to need to be bullpen only, and you're going to have to make that decision on him soon before you completely mess with him. And the same thing. Well, they're both same. They're both, that goes for both of them. So, yeah, I'd like for them to go get someone, like, go knock on the Marlins' door and see what they want. I don't need, like, a stud because you can find one at the deadline, but another guy's going to go down.
Right.
And then if you have Germán and Clark both in the rotation, you're not where you want to be at all.
Yep.
So you need to go get a starter. It doesn't need to be a crazy high-caliber starter. But I think you need a body that is a major league starter.
Okay. Who are you thinking? Who are you eyeballing?
Oh, I don't know. We have a list here in front of me. I haven't given this next part a ton of thought. I'd like trades more than the free agent list. But if they go to the free agent list, I don't know.
Like, for the role we need to start the year, not against any one of these guys necessarily. But
I mean, Alex Mills is my guy. He throws 68 miles per hour sometimes. That's funny. I don't know if he's up above Herman Clark. We got Granke, Waka, Bundy. It'll be fun for you. Chris Archer, Michael Pineda, Danny Duffy. I don't believe that they're going to go get any of those guys.
Michael Waka was good for the Sox last year.
Actually, he's different than the rest, in my opinion.
A little bit, right?
Yeah.
On that list, I linked to Fangraphs, their free agent tracker where there's other guys. He's the only one that's still like projected to get a 2-year deal from someone. So he, like, they say he's different too.
He's 31. He kind of had his bounce back year he's been waiting for with the Red Sox last year. And teams have been thinking he was going to bounce back. Remember the Rays signed him and we were like, oh, okay. If the Rays believe
Chris
in you.
Chris Archer?
No. Waka.
He said that. There. Yes. Okay. Sorry. I remembered a note about, you reminded me of something.
Okay. And Waka, if you remember when he was with the Rays, he actually had some times when he looked good and you're like, oh. And then he joined the Red Sox last year, 23 starts, a 3.32 in Fenway. That's very impressive. And how often do we see guys do the lap? He's in an AL East lap right now. Tampa Bay Rays, Boston Red Sox, he's kind of got to complete his lap. Like, he has the Blue Jays, Yankees, and Orioles.
Why do you guys do that?
Bidding for him. I think it's as simple as scouting sometimes isn't as crazy as you think it is. And I think when teams see a guy more, they're like, I saw something there.
He pitches in the division.
Like, I saw him start 4 times last year.
That's definitely how it used to be. I wonder if it still is.
it makes more sense for, like, position player, I feel like, in principle. Because at least since, like, the more you see a pitcher, it's usually advantage hitter. But it also makes some sense pitching-wise if you're scouting a guy. You've seen him a few times.
You reminded me, because Archer also, people didn't know if he was going to make it back healthy, and then Tampa signed him. So my brain, when you said that, because I went up to Cashman way back that spring, or when he was maybe going to get traded or signed, that whatever it was, I think it was 2019 or 2020, and Cash almost was like, no interest. No. So you can rule him off this list, unless they really changed their mind.
Something changed.
But yeah, Walk is the only guy that you're like, all right, let's see. Out on that list, I think there's got to be trade candidates other places that you can get. Like, Granke's not coming. I don't think they're getting Danny Duffy. I don't.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I mean, Chad Kuhl is a free agent.
That's cool. And if it's a trade, it wouldn't be a.
Right?
I'm not. I'd love for them to go get Pablo Lopez or something like that, obviously. But if it's a trade for a guy to do this role, it's another team's quadruple A pitcher that we don't know about.
It's like they need to clear a 40-man spot. They want
they might even wait until the end of spring training. Which guy doesn't break camp and the Yankees can go pick a guy. They might even go down that far, which I'd like to do more than that. But
yeah,
I'd like to come in with a guy.
I mean, I guess what's interesting, if you're phrasing it like that, you know, these veterans that are on the borderline of that, you know, another major league contract, are they going to do the minor league fight? A lot of those guys are looking for opportunity. Like, even when we've done the left fielders and we took Willie Calhoun and guys like that, you know, if you're a guy who's chasing, if you're borderline and you know the Yankees' fifth spot is more or less open, like right now with a couple of the pitching things, and we'll get to Mike King in a second, there are, like, someone out of camp is going to make the team. I don't know. If you're a big Mike Pineda or a Mike Minor or Danny Duffy, and you're not getting real major league contracts, like, it wouldn't be kind of one of those cop-out Yankee invites? Like, if you have a solid spring training and you're Michael Pineda, I think right now you would make the team.
I think so. Because you would keep the other guys down and, like, behind you, and you just, those cold months, you just pitch. Seen teams do that and then let them go. Who did that? Keuchel's been doing this for a while, it feels like. Or did he do it with the White Sox last year?
He floated around last year. He had a weird year. That'd be tough, because then is he shaving?
I'm just saying teams have signed pitchers to do this first, like, month a couple times.
Yeah. Well, and I guess for me, because you mentioned the Marlins, and this is somewhere we haven't been fully aligned. If we're going to trade, I would still rather trade and get help on offense than get another starting pitching weapon you're going to have to pay for. If you could bring in...
If they're going to do one trade.
If I had to pick.
Yes, but they don't even get to pick.
Maybe.
You know. You're ready to part with assets. There's teams with position players can just say no.
Teams with pitchers could just say no.
Exactly. I'm saying they don't get to choose that. There's a lot of stuff that happens with that.
Sure. A lot of teams.
But I would... I don't know what I'd rather.
Right?
Because I think they're good enough overall team right now. Like, they're going to be ranked. I mean, Zips projections had them to be the best team
in all of baseball. One of the best teams in baseball.
You could get
to get over a hump. I mean, yeah. We haven't been to the World Series in a while. Like, we need to raise the bar.
I need to start looking at who's going to be available at the deadline. Who's got a year and a half left? Who's got half a year left? Because it seems like the Yankees should be doing that as well. And saying, what can we get now? Okay, what might be available to us at the deadline? And what is, and who's got the year and a half like they just got for Frankie? Because I don't know that list. And I think the Yankees have to be smart enough to be looking at both lists and seeing where to pivot. Because they're good enough to get through the first half of the season. And they don't take April seriously anyway.
Right.
I mean, they do. They want to win, but they take it very light. And they kind of admit that.
Yeah.
They treat it as second spring training. So I want to see the full list of those guys because they might be eyeing a pitcher there they like better or just looking at it if it's trades.
They want to see what the guys they already have here can do.
If they think that the best way to make the team better is a trade, not what's left in free agency, then you do have to compare the pools of what might be available halfway and what's available now or might be available now.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting. FanGraphs, roster resource, we tell you guys here and there. Go check that out. It's an informative page, and it's a good way to look at the team. Right now it has Domingo slotted as the five. It currently has our last two guys in the bullpen as Albert Abreu and Davey Garcia.
Oh, Garcia got the bump here.
So, you know, there's I think there's spots on the team to be won. I mean, right there, it has Clark Schmidt in AAA. It has Michael King injured, which we're getting to a second, and has Heel and Montas out.
You just trade for Otani at the deadline. You just chalk that in.
You're thinking you pencil that in.
You get your outfielder. You get your pitcher.
I'll tell you what. If the Yankees trade for Otani at the deadline, I don't know if I'd need to go to Roman.
You'd just be ready to go.
I would be ready. But if you're feeling like... you're without Otani in your downstairs area. You might want to reach out to Roman. Valentine's Day is sneaking up, people. And again, I usually end up here, but if you're dealing with something here, because here's a couple options. If you're dealing with some PE, some premature E in the bedroom, Roman's got stuff for that. Lasts four times longer. If you've got low testosterone, they've got stuff for that. It'll help your sex drive. Roman, everything is online. There's no waiting rooms. There's no hassle. And they send everything right to your front door. Free shipping, discreet packaging. To get Roman ready, better sex this Valentine's Day. Yes. What? Yes. Go to ro.co/johnboy. Ro.co/johnboy. And you get 20% off your entire first order. Do it by February 8th for guaranteed shipping in time. ro.co/johnboy. Take care of it. Take care of it if this is something you're dealing with. We messed around with these a little bit this weekend.
You want Disco for a year and a half?
Disco Neil?
No, but yes.
He's Giants, calling Pirates games part-time.
Giants got a ton. Stripling, Manaea. Disco, year and a half, Alex Wood for half the year, and you package him with Jock, and you got your outfielder.
Okay, so we just
need... Him and I and Stripling both, some team options. That's interesting.
You just need the Giants to be out of the double wild card race by the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't they not trade last deadline? And they should
they
still
never
be, a,
really,
they should be a little better than last year.
They never really trade.
Don.
How about Martin Perez from the Rangers? Finally need to cash in on him.
Need them to be out of it by then. Yeah, I mean, you know there's going to be guys available. It's just who and how many, and we actually closing the circle on Frankie Montas. That's how we ended up there, which has me a little less excited than I normally would be, I guess. We finished in second place for Castillo, so we moved on to the next guy, and it was Frankie Montas. And
yeah, and I wasn't necessarily against the trade when it happened. I think I wanted help. Talked myself into him being good after... The first two starts and the first three interviews, I was like, oh no, this feels so much like Sonny Gray.
You love Carl a good Pavano splitter.
Again. I love a good splitter. I was very excited a for a splitter.
Wanted to see him.
Yeah, man.
It
and
just doesn't feel like he's going to be a guy for the Yankees.
It was just funny. I mean, Yankees talk, and I'll never forget, Jim.
Brad Keller?
You know I'm going to forget a lot in this life. I already have.
Yeah.
When we went
first
to
time you tied your shoes.
When we, oh yeah,
you
gone.
Have no idea. Yeah,
gone.
At one point in your life, you remembered that.
Yeah, honestly, probably for like 10 minutes.
Well, like you were gone. Like what, 12 years old?
15. No,
that like first 24 hours, and you were like, I did it.
When we went to Yankee spring training, and we did the, it was Stanton and Judge.
Yep.
And everyone was doing the, but you know, Gary Sanchez is the best hitter.
Matthew Boyd's available.
It
deadline.
Felt, I think he got signed by Detroit.
But he yeah. will be available.
1 year, 10
But
mil.
He will be available. Yes,
deadline.
He will be.
We're just giving you every name I see.
John Means always finds a way. Frankie Montas as the fifth starter became the Gary Sanchez as the best hitter on the team. Like, a lot of the Yankees convos we've been having lately, like some of our people around the office... Even some of the Yes Network people were friendly with. Everyone was like, Montas has a five. Everyone was kind of doing that.
Piece.
And now here.
That's the greatest way to say you don't have faith in someone.
Right.
Like, oh, we don't care if you end up good yeah. this
I
year.
I like him on the bench.
You could be mediocre.
Yeah.
He could be almost bad. And we're all right with it.
Lucas Giolito.
Interesting. We'd need the White Sox to
and they're
continue
trying,
their stink.
You know, they're trying to yeah. cut some payroll.
Kluber from the Red Sox. Get him back.
A little Yankees-Red Sox trade. That always works out.
They need a shortstop. Kluber for IKF. Mm. Favorites.
Paxton. You got Gibby. Baltimore. They signed him to trade him. No idea. No idea, because the Yanks can roll into camp as is right now. And it almost is going to make the general public very upset with the offseason, with, even though they went out, got Rodon, got Judge. But then, yeah, it does feel like after Rodon, the balloon was there. It was so big, and we right. wanted them to do the next move and burst it. Like, just like, let's go. And it's just been slowly lowering to, like, where it was when we knew Judge was coming back, but not, like, you know, when he was back.
Right. Well, it was re-sign Judge and Rizzo on offense, which they did.
Yeah.
And we liked that. And those that was kind of like our baseline. They signed Carlos Rodon, which was a huge signing.
Yeah.
A massive signing, and you love that, what that can be at the top of the rotation. Seve on his next year, the story of Nestor continues. Even Tommy Canley, man, he's one that I keep... You know, as Yankee fans, we're like, yeah, Tommy's back. Nice. Like, he's a high-end bullpen guy we brought in. But, again, with the offense kind of being the end-game problem, knowing how in they were in on Benny, and now with the Montas news, because even with that, the sexy, fun line of like, well, you know, Montas has a five. He could put together a nice year.
I like Montas as not in the playoff rotation.
Now he's out.
That's what people are. That's basically where we had him.
Yeah.
We had an episode where we sweet-talked ourselves into Rafael Ortega, and don't think I won't again.
That Zips projection loved or
did? Yeah, the Zips projection did. They had him as with 12 bombs.
He's got me unzipped.
And Zips projections are always super low. They always have everyone on like, right. they have everyone
except for Gleyber Torres.
They have everyone's like 30th percentile year. And they love Bader and they love
Ortega. I just got excited for the baseball reference projections that are always a little off. Except two of them come in and you're like, that's right.
You know what? BBD asked
the reliability.
BBD asked me for the intro music to the player profile and projections the other day, and I listened to us to just to make sure I was sending him the right song, and I got excited.
It gives you an itch.
Yeah. Scratch yourself.
Gives you an itch. I'm good.
We're recording those next week. You guys won't hear them, the audience, for like a month, but.
Get ready to clown.
I think
around.
A month from today, as we're recording this, is when the first one comes out.
So what?
What do you think will be next? Because I know we've got some other notes here. Profar mentioned Mike King. Some veteran pitcher will be invited to camp with a genuine shot to make the team. That's probably it.
Somebody who's got MLB time.
Yeah, I was even going to say more than that. I was going to say, first, there's no 40-man moves. Like, there's no cleanup moves needed right now. They're good as is.
Right.
I think there's...
Because they've announced everything.
I think we're at 40 right now. So it just, whenever they do the next thing,
they'd have to get rid of a guy. And do we have anyone on the 40-man that's expendable? Have to, but that sounds mean. But
yeah, no, I mean, I think...
Florial's out of options this year. It's going to be something
More Davey expendable than that. I mean, like, sometimes they put, like...
Jimmy Cordero.
Rule 5 guys on there, or, like, you know...
Jimmy Cordero.
They went out of their way to add Cordero to...
But they've done that before. Remember, they went out of their way to add Donnie Sands, and then they immediately... It's a way to trade people.
That reliever they brought in, we got excited. Junior Fernandez. Gone. I had him as a lock in the bullpen. He's already gone. So, yeah, I mean, we're still in expendable season. Outside of our catchers, you know, Higgy, Rortfett, Trevino.
Maybe Brito comes up. Johnny Brito comes up halfway through the season. Maybe. Wows everyone away. It is looking like Jimmy Cordero is the movable or like take him off. You got some young guys there that I mean, Weistert, if they wanted to trade him, if someone comes poking after what he did and there's a so
someone
I think
might
there
like,
might be a minimal move of a guy in the end of the 40 man that we all get excited to clear up space, but they're just doing it before the season starts, before spring training starts. Right. Otherwise, a flurry of what you're saying.
They like, also have a bunch of guys who will like 60 day once spring training happens. Zach Ross, someone else. So they've got.
Yeah,
I guess Frankie's heading that way
to save space.
Also, maybe we just. Give Clark Schmidt an actual spring training as, like, beat Domingo Germán for the fifth starter job. And if you do, this is your actual chance to be a Yankee starter.
I like him in the bullpen. I'd rather start Germán and then kick him again and just give Clark bullpen straight away and stop messing with him.
With his injury history, too, like, it wouldn't... You could see them finally being like, you know, you're a bullpen guy, right? Innings and... But I like you, Clark.
Man, it's just... It's
well, they need a three-inning guy because Litke's gone, and if Herman's going to the starting spot, that's why I don't think Davey joins the bullpen. I think Clark and Germán are both on the team. One's the three-inning guy, and one is a starter going four innings.
I would just... If you know someone's going to be in a messed-up role where we might need a spot start and we need you to throw innings out of the pen, do that to Domingo Germán. Like, Clark Schmidt, you know...
For those guys, I agree.
Last year, he's 26. He gets 8 starts in AAA, a 3.27. This guy was a prospect for us. He came up. He was doing that. And then, remember, Mike King goes down. And we're like, well, we kind of need you. We need you to be Mike King. Which, I mean, it's kind of nice. It was a show role. But also, like, Mike King had elevated himself to this crazy level. He was throwing, like, 100, throwing that Frisbee 92-mile-per-hour slider. If they came out, or even bring in a veteran too, but just say, like, go get this, Clark Schmidt. Because if it's not this year, it's absolutely over and the door is shut.
His appearances last year were like all over the place.
He was in a weird place a bunch of times.
He had seventh inning in a three-runner less game or tie. No, with a one to three-run lead, hold situation. Okay, he had two with three runs and then two in the eighth inning. I thought he had more than that. So just two. I thought they flung him into that role more. But
weird year for Clark.
Yeah, it's really weird baseball.
His stats
references.
Ended up being really solid.
Yeah, 312.
I mean,
they just needed, they messed with him a lot. I mean, he was doing a lot of weird shit.
They messed with him a lot. And
but he didn't start a single game. No, he started one and went three innings.
He started a couple.
Oh, yeah, sorry. He started two down there, too.
And his whole minor league career, he's been a starter.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I think you're going to see a flurry of guys. Like you said, they signed one guy as a minor league inviter. I think they might.
I'm pretty excited for the day we get the tweet of the non-roster guys. And we get
You
we
find
get
out,
like two surprise ones that we didn't hear about.
Dietrich got an invite. You're like, what?
He's here. Do we want to attach ourselves to one random free agent starting pitcher?
I think Danny Duffy gets an invite.
Okay. It's a fun name. How about Duffy and Mike Minor? We get alliteration both ways. MMDD.
Mike Minor? I thought he's not with the team. Who did I just say?
Danny Duffy.
No, earlier.
Mike Pineda we talked about.
You're confusing
about.
Your lefties. Matt Boyd.
Matt Boyd.
Yeah, yeah. He signed with Detroit? Yeah. I confuse those two a lot.
Lefties.
Well, similar story, too.
Southpaws.
Hmm.
Both grew up playing baseball, made it to the show.
It's a similar track.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cashman will call Pineda's agent. Just see what's up. He likes him.
No, last time you saw Pineda, he couldn't even walk.
I mean, that's what I'd say. If Big Mike happens, just to get some of your commentary,
I'm not against him.
No, you
I
like
actually
Big Mike.
Liked Big Mike a lot. I just, he looks like, I don't know about that.
Why don't you guys go to DraftKings? The NFL playoff action continues. Our Talking Giants watch party was off the chain last weekend. Mr. Purple, I bet. And they're probably going to go on to win the Super Bowl. But they'd have to get through the divisional round. And at the DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL, you can bet $5 and get 200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all new and existing customers can take a shot. Even bigger payout with DraftKings. Stepped up same game. Parlays. A lot of people did good on Saquon and Mr. Purple the other night.
Is that the end?
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code YANKS. New customers can bet $5 on NFL divisional round and get 200 free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code YANKS. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
I am saying this very retroactively and even egg on my face or whatever because I didn't hate all the moves that Cash did at the deadline.
Okay.
Shaping up to be brutal. Besides Harrison Bader, shaping up to be.
Which is the one that was most disliked at the time.
Yeah. But if you could have got him not for Monty, like you could still get him. But yeah, I mean, you'd love to have Monty still around. You'd love to have JP Sears still around. Yeah. Instead of having Montas be there. And then Benintendi got hurt and didn't resign. You can't do anything with that. Like, it was a good trade. They didn't even give up a lot for Benintendi at all. So I'm not trying to sit here and say it was a bad trade at the time. But it did not work out. Correct. And even Frankie Montas, I don't think it was a terrible trade at the time. But that's shaping up to be a bad one.
Maybe Montas will bait us. He's just twirling it.
Maybe. I don't know. I wanted to like him so much. But he just never seemed to realize the team was trying to win.
It's hurt.
He was playing hurt.
Playing hurt, tipping his pitches. Bad combo.
Real bad combo, yeah. Yeah, not great.
And sounds like the injury's not improved with time away, which is tough.
Yeah. Not great.
What else do you got here that you want to close the show with?
Anything? Well, we touched on Mike King. He's throwing, but I'm guessing the Yankees are going to be super cautious with him, and, you know, that's fair either way. As he's building up, and hopefully he can become whatever he was last year. All the arbitration got closed except Glaber's. Do you know that?
Yep, they'll get closed. Didn't Glaber's go to the end last year, too? I thought he did at some point.
May have. I'd have to look back at it.
Or at least past the day, maybe. I don't remember.
One of them went pretty close.
I mean, Judge was the one that was...
Yeah, they went to Zoom court. But I thought Glaber...
And I mean, I guess the good news is they are quick math. I think they're 500K apart. The Yankees filed at 9.7. Glaber filed at 10.2.
Which means the middle 10 flat.
To go to a player that you know has been challenged mentally by New York City in the grind, to go to arbitration with Glaber over 500K when that's 1/20th of the contract.
They're like over thresholds anyway. Like,
to go to court and tell him how bad he is feels like a little bit of a mistake for me.
Well, what about this? They want to go to court and they say, and just want to use it as couples therapy.
Oh.
Because they're like, yeah, dude, we did try to trade you. We thought it would make the team better. It didn't happen. That doesn't give you the excuse to take a month off baseball and be the worst player in all of MLB for a full calendar month just because you got sad that you might have to go live in Miami.
You have this as a tough love.
And then Glaber's camp comes back and say, well, you're treating him like that 1 month was 3 months because the other five sure do carry a lot of weight. Mm. Ended up fourth highest second baseman. And then the Yankees come back. Yeah, and they say something else. And it's couples therapy. And both sides are like, damn. We needed to get that off our chest.
Ooh.
You know? Yeah.
They're kind of relieved.
Glaber, you get 10-2.
Yeah. And then the Yanks say, you know what? After having such a healthy discourse about our future and past problems, we agree to your number. They just wanted to have the forum.
You think healthy discourse gets mentioned in the...
Well, because it seems aggressive, but all the people in attendance are like, oh my God, it got heated. And then they're like, no, you know what? That was a little more healthy, D, than heated. So I think that maybe they go to arbitration. But I don't
actually. You're rooting for the Yankees to go to arbitration with Glaber.
If that's the way you have the tough love talk of like, Glay, we love you, but sometimes you are just a baby. If that's how you have the talk.
I think it's over. I think we already had that talk. Because September came after that August.
Hey, wake up, idiot. It's done. You're not traded.
So I don't think we need to do
You're
that.
You're on the team.
Ricky Bobby, Talladega Nights. Good scene, Jake. Go check it out.
It's a good scene. Seen it.
Tough love it is.
We were laughing the other day pretty good at the... you got pow under the under this car. You got to drive. The rallies are coming. Another good scene.
Ricky Bobby, Talladega Nights.
Lou Trevino gets paid $4.1 million, which that kind of surprised me.
Did he sign a deal at one point? Did he sign a two-year deal with Oakland?
It's like his arb.
Yeah, I think he agreed a little while ago. Just where he's at, service time, and I think he had his like a year of saves or something. So
that's kind of the other side of that Oakland deal, that it was, you know, Montas is getting paid $7.5 million. Lou Trevino's getting paid $4.1 million. They didn't want to pay those guys.
They like Trevino.
The A's or the Yanks?
The Yankees.
Yes. He was really good with them last year.
It's kind of becoming the part that's most worked.
Seeing all the ARB contracts pop up.
Yeah.
It's funny. Again, I think as Yankee fans, if you don't track a lot of the other teams, not a lot of other teams invest in bullpen. Like Lou Trevino making 4.1 in the Yankees' pen would be a lot for another team.
To not be your eighth inning or better guy.
Andy Peralta makes 3.35.
Which brings up the question we've all been wondering.
Yes.
Why did the Yankees agree with IKF in November?
It stood out on the page to me.
So you're looking at this page and you're like, they're in agreement. And then they're like, IKF in agreement in November.
I mean, I'm not shocked from IKF's side.
Yeah, he agreed.
Hell yes. Let's do it again.
Are they going to break camp and be like, I guess, got a good, oh, if he has a great spring?
It's going to.
I don't, had a good spring this year, didn't
he? Dude, there's still a missing piece to all of this that ties in with Aaron Hicks and his 10-5 rights and him staying on the team, them agreeing so quickly with IKF. I don't know. There's a missing piece to the Yankees offseason puzzle that just has not happened yet.
And you think it will? I don't know if anything will, man. I think they really wanted Benny.
It's part of the...
And we hear that. Like, the way Joel Sherman tweets about that, it's like...
They were really
someone close
has
told them they really wanted Benny.
So then they're really... They didn't... Maybe they didn't understand the gravity of not getting him. Because right now, are they looking at all the other options and being like, oh, shit. We could have gone 5 years...
Do you think Hicks's 10-5 rights matter at all?
I don't think the Yankees would ever take that away from a guy by making sure it doesn't happen. Because the way that you hear about how the Yankees treat the free
agents. They wouldn't
agents,
let that be the reason they moved him.
Yeah, they wouldn't let that be the reason. They wouldn't do it to spite his rights of not saying a trade at all. I don't think. And that,
okay.
You know, there's knocks, but you hear from players and guys that how they take care of
that's
guys
why
like
they're
that
the Yankees.
Is why, yeah. So, no, I don't think that is comes up.
Okay. Interesting.
Because I think Hicks will agree to any trade. Oh, I'm going to go start somewhere because they want me to start for them?
Right.
Okay. Right.
But we should try to figure out a way to do the math on to find the exact date he gets it because they might have till the deadline. Before he gets it.
Right, but
it's sometime during the season.
I think to Jim's point there, if the Yankees were going to do it, I think they'd do it in the offseason. So they'd say, well,
yeah,
you know,
so it's not about that.
Aaron's going to get an opportunity to start with Cincinnati. And, you know, he's been a good Yankee. We wish him the best. Where if they traded Aaron Hicks the day before he got his 10-5
for
rights,
sure.
That's not the Yankees. So.
And just I think it's easier to move him in the offseason. I think in the offseason, a team convinces themselves. Way easier. They're like, oh, we can
eat
make
a little
click.
Bit.
We can do spring training with them.
Give us our starting shortstop and Ikif, and let's run it.
No, he's ours.
People are doing a lot of Frankie Montas, the fifth starter, with IKF off the bench. I don't hate that much.
Oh, what does he offer you off the bench?
He's a little fast.
He didn't really blow us away with that. No,
just not slow.
I mean, I can't. I'm out.
Next step.
If IKF's on the team, he's going to play. That's all I know.
There's a part that's like, oh, the Yankees are, I don't think they're going to have three kids be the shortstops. That's a different episode.
I think our mic was acting up for a second there. Sorry if anyone.
You guys are
that.
Making me so mad.
I'm just
basically
saying,
here rooting for IKF.
Something's disconnected. Because everyone's talking about the kids playing, but if IKF, the starting shortstop from last year that played $142 and is making $6 million that they agreed to, is on the Rasta,
then
I don't know where your kids are
Thanks
playing.
Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you. Goodbye. Go Yanks. Tell them Grams.
Go Yankees.
You can have me screaming like that.
Something doesn't make sense. Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.